It is December 7th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Germany conducted a nationwide raid, thwarting a right-wing extremist coup plot to overthrow the German government. It's the biggest ever raid targeting right-wing extremists, Bloomberg reported. John Lothian News is pleased to announce that CCP 12 is now a friend-level sponsor of MarketsWiki. CCP 12 is the Global Association for Central Counterparty Organizations, CCPs, representing 41 members who operate more than 60 individual CCPs globally across EMEA, the Americas, and the Asia-Pacific region. We are also pleased to be media sponsors of the Options Conference for 2023. The conference will be held in Nashville, Tennessee on April 26 to 28 at the Grand Hyatt, Nashville. Former CFTC Chairman Timothy Massad has written a solo op-ed piece for Barron's titled, "We Can't Just Sit Back and Let Crypto Burn." Republican Congressman Madison Cawthorn of North Carolina has been hit with a $15,237 fine by the U.S. House Committee on Ethics for violating rules protecting against conflicts of interest by promoting a cryptocurrency in which he had a financial interest. This is the famed Let's Go Brandon LGB meme coin that he was introduced to by one-time NFA board member James Katulis, now a social butterfly in Republican social circles in Miami. The story of Cawthorn and Katulis meeting and collaboration and the Katulis role in the LGB coin founding and promotion is told in this New York Magazine article from May 2022 titled "Madison Cawthorn, Crypto Guru Goes Bust in the Hyperworld of Miami's Crypto Right. The Let's Go Brandon coin sounded as good as gold." Oh, by the way, Katulis and Cawthorn now have something else in common. Cawthorn lost his re-election attempt in November, and Katulis faltered in his attempt to be re-elected to the NFA board several years ago. Birds of a feather. The big read story of the Financial Times for today is the women turning to sex work to make ends meet. I'm going to be the guest of Joan Esposito on her radio show on Friday afternoon at 4:30 p.m. We're going to talk about the Federal Reserve's interest rate policy and I'm sure some other interesting topics. I'm sure this will be more interesting, though. The latest episode of Jon Stewart's podcast, The Problem with Jon Stewart, is titled "Why FTX's Crypto Scam is a Tale as Old as Time." The Bloomberg Sustainable Business Summit is today, December 7th in New York. The summit explores how companies and investors can meet their ESG goals while driving business value. Virtual attendance is free. You can view the agenda and register with a link in today's newsletter. Our friends at Trading Technologies have won the Derivative Trading System of the Year at FOW International Awards 2022. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our MarketsWiki Education short of the day is Julie Armstrong. It's all about the reach. In this video from MarketsWiki Education's World of Opportunity event in Chicago, Julie Armstrong Menacho, Global Head of Market Technology Services at CME Group, talks about her winding path from the University of Kentucky to CME and the lessons she learned along the way. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Business Insider. Jamie Dimon says cryptocurrencies are like pet rocks and blast the industry as a complete sideshow. JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon blasted cryptocurrency and likened the tokens to pet rocks, adding that he believes the fallout of FTX garnered too much media attention. "I think crypto is a complete sideshow," said Dimon in a Tuesday CNBC interview. "Crypto tokens are like pet rocks." He noted that his statement doesn't mean blockchain technology or smart contracts aren't real, but that he doesn't buy into specific cryptocurrencies that don't do anything. My comment: at least you can build a house out of pet rocks if you have enough of them. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. FTX held talks with Taylor Swift over $100 million sponsorship deal. Negotiations between singer-songwriter and Sam Bankman-Fried's crypto group collapsed this spring. Sam Bankman-Fried's FTX reached the late stages of negotiating a sponsorship deal worth more than $100 million with Taylor Swift, but talks with the pop star fizzled out just months before the exchange's collapse in November. The discussions included a ticketing arrangement with digital certificates known as non-fungible tokens from the record-breaking anti-hero singer-songwriter, according to people familiar with the matter. FTX's talks with Swift and the nine-figure sum being negotiated underscore the ambition and reach of the crypto group's drive for celebrity partnerships before it fell into bankruptcy last month. FTX had struck deals with U.S. football star Tom Brady and supermodel Gisele Bündchen, as well as tennis star Naomi Osaka and basketball stars Shaquille O'Neal and Steph Curry. My comment: did I mention to you that Sam Bankman-Fried likes the limelight? Here's a story from the New York Post. Call him Sam Bankman Fraud. FTX investors who lost up to $2 million lash out. Evan Luthras says he lost more than $2 million when the FTX cryptocurrency exchange imploded last month, and he feels doubly injured seeing disgraced founder and CEO Sam Bankman-Fried making the media rounds, stating that he had no idea the huge management failures and accounting effeps that led to the collapse. My comment: did I mention that SBF can stand for a lot of different things? Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. FTX's Bahamas headquarters was the first clue. Bankman-Fried is just the latest in a long string of notorious characters who moved their business to the island nation, from the pirate Blackbeard to organized crime figures and assorted financial wizards. In retrospect, Sam Bankman-Fried and his cryptocurrency gang gave investors ample reason to steer clear of FTX. Misleading claims that investments were covered by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation to cozy for comfort relations with government regulators and other problematic behavior. But the biggest red flag may have been the first, the crypto exchange's relocation to the Bahamas. For a century, the island nation has been defined by its close ties to dodgy, even criminal finance. Far from being an anomaly, FTX was simply the latest in a long line of sketchy enterprises. My comment: I never liked firms that left the U.S. to evade U.S. regulations or law. It gives you a sense of their character right there. It might be one thing to register a fund in the Bahamas, but having your company there sends a whole nother message. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most read story Tuesday was Bloomberg's ex-Deutsche Bank trader builds $6 billion fortune on trading boom, and here I can't bear to check my investments. Second was FIA's announcement, FIA launches ETD tracker. Third was the trade story, Cboe Global Market selects Mira as clearing broker for U.S. Treasuries platform. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The cult of the retail trader has fizzled. The GameStop and AMC manias are long gone, with individual investor returns falling 40% this year and digital currency prices tumbling. He could stomach the plunge in global equity markets that devalued his stock investments. He was still willing to stick it out when the money he'd moved into crypto coins with names such as SushiSwap and Avalanche halved in value. But the collapse of FTX Group, where all his remaining savings sit in a locked trading account, was too much for Joseph Pizzoferrato. Losing $10,000 is crushing me, says Pizzoferrato, who works for a life insurance company in Nevada and began day trading in 2020 while stuck at home during lockdown. If I do ever go back into crypto, it's going to be just extra money, but not anything involving life savings. Here's another story, also from Bloomberg. Germany conducts nationwide raid to thwart right-wing extremists planning coup. More than 3,000 officers deployed in nationwide operation. Suspects planned violent overthrow of constitutional order. German authorities carried out the biggest ever raid targeting right-wing extremists, saying a nationwide operation thwarted a domestic terrorist group planning to violently overthrow the government. And then one more Bloomberg story. The headline, EU adopts rules to spur clearing shift to Europe from London. Banks will have to maintain active clearing accounts in EU. Block also tweaking its insolvency and listing regulations. The European Union will require banks to monitor their exposure to clearinghouses and maintain active clearing accounts in the bloc as part of new financial market rules put forward by its executive on Wednesday. The European Commission's proposals are designed to encourage more businesses to move to clearinghouses in continental Europe from the City of London by June 2025, when a temporary waiver that allows its banks and money managers to clear trades in the UK expires. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the Daily John Lothian Newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.